Welcome to the first Julio Garcia Show podcast. And I don't want to make it all formal. I want to get right into it because it's not going to be like anything you've ever heard before. Anyone who's listened to me in the past, I just decided, you know what? Whenever there's a mic in my life, things tend to go better. So what the hell? Start up a podcast, scratch that itch once again. I decided to do the Julio Garcia Show podcast once again for a number of reasons. You know, just because it's a self-indulgent thing. Radio's changed and progressed to, you know, what it is today. So those that are still interested in maybe something I have to say about the kinds of things that interest me may tune into this podcast or may not. But you know what? It's a win-win because I enjoy doing it. And if three people are listening, you know, getting any value at all out of it, then, you know, good for those three people and good for me as well for kind of scratching that itch. So this is going to be the first of very many podcasts. The kind of things that I'm interested in for those possibly listening to this for the first time is entrepreneurship and people's stories. I am so inspired by people who come from the gutters, from nothing specifically, and turn themselves into something. I love, as Joe Rogan once referred, you know, when you pretend like you're the character of your own movie. I love a comeback story like no other. Which is why I love combat sports as well, of any kind, really. It started with boxing, you know, watching growing up with my stepdad and my grandfather from the time I was like 4 or 5 years old. But what I really love about that kind of thing, and I really love about just combat sports, is the idea that you could be literally waking up in shit in a gutter. And 10 years from that time, if you dedicate yourself to a craft like cage fighting, like MMA, like some sort of fighting art, and you commit your life to that, you could literally lift your life up from the gutter and become a Mayweather, a Mike Tyson, a Lennox Lewis, a George Foreman, whoever you want, like a Canelo. You get the message, right? You get what I'm trying to say. And not all of them come from that. There's a lot of manufactured fighters these days too, right? Like the Jake Pauls of the world. He's not the greatest fighter. He's a great marketing brain, but he's not the greatest fighter. We'll talk about that later. So I digress, right? I'm interested in entrepreneurship and stories of people who have that kind of fight in them. Because that's the kind of fight it takes to really turn any kind of a business or any kind of an idea into something. It's not an easy task to take an idea, take something, and turn it into something. I've spent my entire life essentially selling ideas, when I really think about it. It's all I did in my years in radio. In the years that I worked for 94.7, for those maybe listening on this side of the world, I'm in Canada now. I'm in Vancouver Island, by the way. Those that may be interested, this is where I live now. We immigrated some time ago, just before COVID. Kind of during COVID. It's a long story, but I'm no longer in South Africa. Where was I? Entrepreneurship, podcasting. So I decided, you know, once I got to Canada that I wanted to start up a real thing that spoke to real people about building businesses from nothing. I think that's what I was talking about. Ideas. How do you take an idea and turn it into something that actually makes money? I'm obsessed with all kinds of podcasts these days, like the Alex Hormozis of the world. I mean, much respect, my brother. This dude is probably like 15 years younger than me, and like he speaks like he should be 15 years older than me. His advice is phenomenal for anyone who's trying to start a business of any kind. Just Google Alex Hormozi if you've never heard of him. Find him on Spotify. He's here. He's got phenomenal podcasts and just great advice. By the way, Alex, no chance you'd ever hear this, man, but I'm coming to your event on August the 19th. I think there's like over 200,000 people going to that event. So I, as Jules, as Julio Garcia on 94.7, or however you choose to remember me or know me, I just kind of want to create a platform. And I want to open up the microphone. I want to have a conversation, a real conversation with people. I'm good at interviewing people. I'm good at storytelling, I think. And I want to have a good time with you. And I want to share conversations with you. I want to share conversations with your brand. There's so many stories, not only all over the world, but on Vancouver Island for sure, of people that, you know, started businesses that have been around for the last 50 years. I think what excites me most in terms of having a microphone and having the opportunity here to set up a studio with who I'll tell you in just a little bit, but to set up a studio and possibly reach out to some really, you know, powerful, high-profile podcasters, entrepreneurs, and the like, who may actually, you know, come on this podcast and have a conversation with us, which is exactly what I'm hoping is going to happen, right? These are the kinds of things that we're trying to set up on this podcast. When I say we, who is we? All right, so let me tell you how I've essentially set this up. When I was in South Africa, I had a company called Garcia Media that was initially formed as a result of trying to help clients get value out of their radio campaigns, no matter what they were spending. But I, in particular, focused on small business. You know, businesses that can't afford to lose, you know, the 50 grand or the 100 grand that it's going to cost you to do a proper radio campaign to get actual results. So that's how Garcia Media was essentially born back in South Africa. When I got to Canada, there was a time I needed to, you know, do a whole bunch of work. I needed to work for a car dealership, believe it or not, which was really, really interesting. You know, it was an interesting experience, although definitely not something I would want to do again. I did not want to work inside a car dealership ever again. You know, lots of questionable things that went on in there, but I'll leave that for another day. You know, I'll leave that for another day. It's just not my game, right? When we got here, when I decided to start Garcia Media back up on this side of the world, it was more niched in the sense that what Garcia Media became in South Africa was like a social media marketing agency. We'll run your social media. We'll run your Facebook. We'll take your pictures. You know, and these days it's just like, it's a dime a dozen. Everybody's got a goddamn social media agency. Everyone's trying to get you followers and all this bullshit. You know, like, nobody really cares, to be honest with you. Nobody cares. It's just about like how you look. People are more interested to see how you look. Like, I've got 50,000 followers and people give a shit about what I have to say. You know, people are buying those followers. They're renting the cars and all that shit to just have a life look a certain way. And it's actually essentially all irrelevant. It's irrelevant. Nobody gives a shit. This is why I decided to start up not only a podcast for Garcia Media to show people how they can create their own value through a podcast. Garcia Media came here and we niched down in podcast and video, kind of fallen into photography as well. Through the car dealership that I worked for some time here, I met a really cool guy named, you know, Mark Byerman. I've got to get it right because he gets really upset if you fuck his name up, but Mark Byerman. And he had a company, has a company called Websites Made with Love. And that's exactly what they do. They make websites with love, with much manly love, as he says on the bottom of all his emails. Much manly love. So we decided that we both kind of needed this studio, or at least could leverage this studio in our businesses. I guess, you know, if you're offering websites, you know, a studio is a good place to have to show people stuff and do educational videos and all that kind of thing. What I'm looking to do in the studio is the following. We want to leverage podcasting for brands. How do we build a podcast for your brand? There's all kinds of different podcasts you can have. You could have a private podcast. You could have a podcast that's broadcast on your social media platforms, on Facebook, on your groups, on Instagram, on TikTok, on wherever the hell you are. Just put it out into the ether because everybody else is. This is the thing. I'm not trying to sell you anything here. I'm just trying to tell you that there's a lot of value in what your brand sounds like. And we can help you with that. We can help your brand sound like the hottest shit in town and add a phenomenal amount of value to your existing client base and growing client base. And not only that, we can do it fucking quickly. How? click the link and find out. It's in Parksville. It's affordable. And anybody can do it. If you're a business and you want to run a podcast, you might be wanting to communicate with your 50 branches that you've got around Canada, and you want to record a 30-minute message just for them. You can do that here in the studio for 1 hour for a couple $100. That's the point. If you want to create a podcast that's, you know, around photography, for example, you know, to share with your peers or with your Facebook group that now has 5,000 people, or, you know, that you're trying to monetize or whatever it might be. Podcasting and audio is just such a wonderful way to get there. Video too, but video obviously adds to the price, right? So audio is just awesome. Like, I'm filming this on my cell phone real quick so that I can put it up on LinkedIn or whatever it is in a little bit. But I'm worried more about the audio podcast side of things, right? That's what I'm worried about. And piece it out and episode it out. So in a nutshell, that's what the studio is. So we partnered up with Websites Made with Love. And we created the studio called VidPod, where we're going to specialize essentially in video and podcast. If you need a video, if you need a podcast, you might not even think or know that you need these things. But they're inexpensive. There's a studio in Parksville right now that is affordable, live, and has the expertise in studio to actually create something really cool, you know, for your brand. Why not do a podcast for a couple $100? Why not add a little bit of value? You know, why not? Why not? Why not? This is the why not campaign. We're currently selling podcasts for $25, by the way. $25, have your own podcast. Now, you know, also, if you're an individual creator and you're looking for a studio to create,
to make stuff,
there is an opportunity here in Parksville at our studio. Garcia Media, Websites Made with Love, VidPod, we are here. There's an opportunity for you to do that. And we hope to have you here. What I want you to know is that, like, I'm going to be posting this to Facebook. It goes straight up to Spotify. It's, you know, I'm going to be talking about entrepreneurship, essentially. Interesting interviews with entrepreneurs that are super successful. Like, fuck, if I could get Gary Vee on this podcast, I think I'd have sex with myself. I'd be so proud of myself. So those are the kinds of guys that I'm going to try and get. But I'm also going to try and get, you know, John down the road, who's got 10 clients, who started with jack shit, who used to be a drug addict, and now has built himself up to where he is today. And yes, of course, I'm going to be talking about cage fighting. I'm going to be talking about MMA. I'm going to be talking about the fights that are going on because it interests me. So if you don't like that part of it, that's absolutely cool. You can just, you know, move on. You don't have to listen. But I hope you will. And I hope you'll, you know, check out my stuff. I'm online. I'm on Twitter. I'm still there. I joined this new Threads thing that Zuckerberg started. I'm not quite sure how to use it yet, but I've posted a couple things there. I'm kind of back on Instagram. I'm running this show from the Julio Garcia Show podcast page. It used to be the fan page for the radio show. So I don't know how that's going to go, even who's still on this page. But hello to all of you, and, you know, thank you for listening, and let's do this. I'm going to pretty much throw a podcast out there every other day, all right? So, one love, peace out, see you soon.